We'll do a little bit of the laws of Sfiras Omer. The Torah gives us a mitzvah to bring a special karban on the morning, the first morning after the karban Pesach, Machrasa Pesach. We bring a karban on Omer the first day, and then we have a mitzvah to start counting from that karban onward. So we count 49 days, which bring us to the 50th day, which is Shavuos, and that's called Sfiras Omer, the counting of the Omer. And the Torah gives us a mitzvah that and on that 50th day we have a Yom Tov of Shavuos. The Torah doesn't give a date for Shavuos. During these 49 days, so technically there were days of festivities. We today commemorate the passing of Rabbi Akiva's students. And that's why for us, until Lag BaOmer, for most people nowadays, don't take a haircut. We don't listen to music. We don't get married. We don't do things that are joyous during this period. This is from, some people have the custom from Pesach through Lag BaOmer. Other people have the custom from Rosh Chodesh until the third day of Sivan. And this is a late minhag. I mean, it's brought in Shulchan Aruch, but it's a minhag that really started after the Gemara, or at least after the Mishnah. And these are the minhagim of Avelus that we do then. Do some of these things for the sake of his job. So we'll ask his local Orthodox rabbi. There are all kinds of kulos, depending on what one's need is. These aren't the most stringent chumras. It's not the most stringent Avelus, but still, this is the minhag. The mitzvah Sfiras Omer, it's a machlokas, whether every night is its own mitzvah or it's one long mitzvah. So if one did not count by night, he could still count by day without a bracha. But if one missed the night and the day, so let's say tonight is the fifth night of the Omer here in Eretz Yisrael, we're already holding by the night. And the morning of Tuesday is also going to be the fifth day of the Omer. So if one said it by night or by day, one was Yotze. By night you make a bracha, by day you do not. If one missed a 24-hour period, he didn't say it the night or the day, so then one should continue counting, but then one cannot continue with a bracha because he won't have a complete counting. And there is that opinion that says that you need a complete counting, that that is the mitzvah. So we can continue counting, but we continue it without a bracha. Now, night, if you're still making a bracha, so you have to make the bracha before you. So a person shouldn't say, well, tonight is five to the counting of the Omer, if he hasn't yet made the bracha and counted. Because if he says it without the bracha, then he could very well be Yotze. This is most common on the Lag BaOmer. People say, tonight is the 33rd of the Omer. Very nice. Okay, so they cannot make a bracha that night anymore once they declared that that was the number. So we learned about this, if one said it at a time when he could have been Yotze, meaning if one said it the day before the night, when it was still day 32, he said, well, tonight's going to be 33. That's not a problem, because he cannot fulfill the mitzvah yet. The issue only begins during the evening and night, when one could fulfill the mitzvah and has not yet done so. So then if one is going to say the count of that night, so he might fulfill his obligation. And then he can no longer say it with a bracha.